morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Mitch, very well, thank you. Good to be with you.
So, yes, thank you. So, how will Australia and Malaysia keep China to their word? Is that even possible?
It's difficult, isn't it? At the moment, China's increasingly embattled with all manner of pressures on it to actually play the good citizen role in the South China Sea. It has shown every intention to actually pursue its own ends in the area, including the announcement that, you know, sort of civilian traffic to the islands is likely to take place, so as to further raise the temperature in that water area, expanse of water. So the announcement of Malaysia actually using Australia in a sense to come in there in order to raise the bets again, politically speaking, is quite worrying because it potentially entangles Australia in something that we might not actually want to become entangled with.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, China, I think, claims these islands have not been militarized. So have they, and what motivations might China have to do so?
Well, once you have an expanse of land, in this case also created, there is a certain pull to actually fill it with something. One of the things that is most commonly done is then to say, well, you have to actually protect it, and by protecting it, you actually then have to bring in armaments of some sort in order to put teeth on your statement regarding the sanctity of those that property in with respect to you.
And so is there evidence that these islands have been militarized, and has that sort of broken any promises China might have made?
Well, to date, there's been a lot of traffic, and it's all been official traffic. That is the one of the main agents in terms of what is being done in the South China Sea is actually the military, the Chinese military, and its engineering wings. And so there is the really uncomfortable feeling amongst Southeast Asian states that China is ratcheting it up. And if it's doing that, then there are a number of countries in the Southeast Asian area that are going to feel very, very nervous indeed. In fact, they already do.
Yeah.
And all of this, of course, we should remember, actually adds to the other claims regarding the Spratlys and other contentious issues between the South China or the Southeast Asian countries themselves, Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, and so forth.
Yeah, so what do you predict will happen in the coming years in this area? Do you think China will look to expand into those other areas? And how will the other Southeast Asian states react to that, do you think?
Yeah, well, it's a tough one because China has at all times been consistent in saying, I mean, you may not agree with the formulation, but it's called the South China Sea, and therefore it claims it is its area of interest and influence. So what it's doing today is no more than what it's been saying consistently for many, many years, and that is that this is its backyard and it wants to have a good deal of control over it. The problems are really to do with whether or not this turns into a hot war. If so, then there are a lot of other countries that are going to be affected, notably Japan, because that's a major sea line of communication for Japanese exports and imports from the West. So it's not something that actually is low stakes in political terms. It's actually very high stakes. A lot of it depends on whether or not the countries can actually keep their nerve steady. A lot of it depends on whether or not China doesn't take a turn for a more a radical turn on it.
All right. Well, it's interesting to see what happens in the next little while. Felix, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
It's a pleasure.
That is Associate Professor Felix Patrick-Keefe from the University of Adelaide discussing the ongoing tension in the South China Sea. Malaysia is looking to include Australia in some interesting talks which could entangle Australia in a difficult position given that China is our biggest trading partner. So a fascinating thing to see play out before us.